You're listening to The Hit List with me, Noomi, and I'm joined by Rosa Lynn. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm very happy to be the guest.
This is a big day for you, right? Because you are performing your first headline show in London tonight. How are you feeling?
I'm very excited, very nervous, happy. I'm just like going over the set list over and over again in my head.
Is this your first time in the UK?
Yeah, it's my first time.
Oh,
wonderful here.
How are you finding it so far?
Wonderful. I don't really have time to kind of walk around, see places, but you know, I saw Big Ben, obviously. I had to.
Yeah.
I saw the palace and, you know, that's just kind of what I saw.
Yeah, getting the tourist snaps in. I saw some TikToks. You've got like, were you near Oxford Street at one point as well?
Yeah, ran around the city.
Yeah. Double-decker bus, telephone box, Big Ben, done. Are you going to try any English delicacies while you're here? Maybe some fish and chips?
I actually haven't done that yet, but probably I will. I think it's a must-do kind of a thing.
Yeah, for sure. And you've had a couple of shows across Europe as well this summer following your track, Snap, kind of like blowing up everywhere. What's it been like being able to play it in front of a crowd, having them sing it back to you?
It's a childhood dream for me. Since I was 8, I was dreaming about it. It's the unforgettable. It's an unforgettable feeling when crowd sings back to you. That's why I do music, honestly. I do it for being together with the audience and kind of like sharing the moment, the magic, the love, the energy, you know?
Yeah, it's that special kind of indescribable thing, isn't it, about live music, that whether you're in the crowd or you're on stage, there's just that electricity to it.
Yeah, it's magical. Honestly, I can't put any words to that.
And obviously, you performed at Eurovision this year, performed the song Snap, and then following that, it kind of went viral on TikTok and all around the world. What was it like seeing that global response to your song?
It's crazy how big Snap is right now, because you kind of expect it during Eurovision, but then it was kind of okay for a month and then kind of blew up on TikTok, and it's still kind of like growing and growing, and I don't know where this is gonna where this is gonna end. You know? Hopefully somewhere very good.
yeah, of course. I think it's really amazing, like the past few years, last year with Måneskin, the energy and support for Eurovision is kind of really blown up, hasn't it? Kind of fueled by TikTok.
Yeah, I think Eurovision is just like kind of regaining the popularity that it had like in past. And I think that the quality of music is very like, it's just like changing, it's growing, it's getting better and better and better. And it's not just like traditional stuff of every country. You're kind of like, yeah, you see that every act is actually doing something very global friendly, kind of like radio friendly stuff. Which is cool in my opinion for like new artists like me. You just like, it's like Eurovision is just the biggest platform you can just show yourself and, you know, start your career.
Yeah, I think it's amazing for being in the UK as well, because so much music is released from America and the UK, and the kind of industry is very English artist or American artist focused. Mm-hmm. I love that we now, like, there is this big hype behind Eurovision for us to pay attention to all these amazing artists and discovering you guys and everything. Like, I don't think on KMFM, I think I can say this, I don't think we've played an Armenian artist before. And it's amazing that we get to give you that space and you get to share your music with us.
I mean, that feels wonderful. Wow, that's a big honor.
You performed at Junior Eurovision in 2013, right? And then came back for the main competition.
Actually, I did the national selection, but I wasn't selected.
So. How did it feel like having this go at the main competition and making it to the finals? And
I mean, as I said, it was a childhood dream for me, and I was watching Eurovision as I was a kid with my family, and I would always say that I'm going to be there one day. And that kind of like I manifested it and that came to reality.
Oh, that's amazing. So that was your dream and you achieved it. What's your next dream? What's the new dream?
I'm working very hard on my album. I started writing it in my bedroom, of course, and then I did some writing sessions with Max Martin's team in Sweden.
Oh,
and then
wow.
I'm going to, yeah, that's huge, right?
That's huge. He is like the pop king.
I mean, I hope one day I'll get to write with him personally, but his team is also huge.
Yeah.
I'm going to LA to work on my album more, hopefully release it very soon. I also have a single that's, you know, coming out soon, probably in October. So it's a lot of plans and I want to do a tour.
And exciting as well. Your new single, can you talk much about it or is it kind of like under wraps, top secret at the moment?
It's not really top secret. We're just like still figuring out how we present it because it's definitely the continuation of Snap's story. It explores June 22nd a lot. It's very, very personal again, and it's built on the same story, let's say. It has the same background. So I'm very excited to kind of like, continue Snap.
Yeah.
That song.
Obviously, this song's about a breakup. It's a personal Snap, and then this new single, Personal to You. How does it feel kind of like sharing that vulnerability with the world and then having it resonate and echo back from so many people?
As an artist, I always want to connect people together and I want to unite everyone. And to know that something very personal can actually be very relatable, among other people and like around everywhere in the world, it's pretty magnificent,
Yeah.
You don't think about it when you, like, I didn't think about it when I was writing it in my bedroom at 4 a.m. but it feels amazing that I can connect people and I have so much in common with my audience, I guess, because we all feel this song and we all can connect to it. And I think Snap is very strong because it's just about life. We all have been at the snapping point.
Yeah.
Snap is just about being at a snapping point, wanting to, going crazy, not feeling okay with the people around you, or like being heartbroken, scared. It's just combined,
Yeah, yeah, and can be relatable to a lot of people's like different situations as well. So you're a new artist to a lot of our listeners. How would you describe your sound to someone who maybe hasn't come across your music before?
It's definitely dreamy.
Love that.
I'm such a big daydreamer. I love to combine live instruments with synths from like 80s and 90s. So it's very kind of like to create this vibe of, this ambient kind of like vibe. It's poppy. It's also a bit rock. It's a bit, it's a bit of everything because I'm influenced by a lot of different genres. Like I can listen to heavy metal one day and then switch to Bocelli and then switch to Coldplay, switch to, classical music, It's a bit of everything.
Yeah. I think, this is the amazing thing with there being so much music in the world. You can listen to everything and pull influences from everywhere to make something new.
It is. It is wonderful.
If you could collaborate with anybody in the world and release a song with them, who would that be for you?
Oh, Sting. Definitely.
Sting.
My top favorite.
I think your voices would sound really good together because he's got obviously such that distinctive tone, yeah, doesn't he?
That I would, I'd be beyond happy and honored and everything positive that you can say.
We're gonna play a little quick fire game that we play on the Hit List. It's called Hit or Miss, and basically it's a way for our audience to get to know you. I'm just gonna throw things out there and you're just gonna tell me whether it's a hit or a miss for you, like a yes or a no.
Okay. Yes or no.
Yeah.
Hit,
or
miss. Okay.
Yeah. pineapple on pizza.
No.
Yeah. It's not for me either. No. Some salty and sweet I can get behind, but pineapples should not be anywhere near.
No, I'm on Italian side on that.
Rain.
Definitely yes. Yes.
Have you been caught in the rain at the moment in the UK? Because it's been quite torrential.
Yeah. I caught, a few pebbles of rain.
Karaoke.
Yeah. Why not?
What's your go-to karaoke song?
Anything from Adele, honestly.
Oh, yes. Do you have a favourite song or can you, not pick?
When We Were Young. I love that song.
That is such a good song as well. And I feel like it doesn't get as much love as some of her other hits as well.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely was a hit, I think, but it wasn't like one of the biggest ones. But, it's one of my favourites of her, for sure.
Dyeing your hair.
Yeah, after that.
Have you ever dyed it like a crazy colour?
No, if not. I don't know, maybe it'll look good on me. I'll think about it.
When you're in LA living the American dream, you can maybe go for a bright pink.
maybe I'll try that.
Binge watching shows.
Yes.
Are you watching?
Everything is a yes.
I love it. It's great. Are you binge watching anything at the moment?
The Office. The American.
Yeah. I think everyone understands and accepts that the US Office is way better than the UK version.
I actually haven't seen the UK one, but me and my roommate were planning to try, obviously, I'm not home anymore.
Yeah, you might have to wait a while to watch that together. All right. Thank you so much for your time today. It's been so great to chat to you. Good luck for your show tonight. You're going to smash it. Can I get you to introduce your song for us on KMFM?
Hey, everyone. It's Rosalyn, and you're about to hear the song Snap on KMFM.